name's Mel Brandt. Thank you so much for tuning in to Build Your Empire. This podcast was created to be able to share loads of amazing stories with you from people that have come from nothing and have continued to put in the effort and resilience to build their businesses and now are reaping the benefits in many different ways, whether or not that's online status, whether or not that's financial freedom, time freedom. There's loads of different amazing stories that you will hear on this channel. And today I'm going to hit you with a plot twist, and that is the exact title, Plot Twist. And I think as we go through our businesses and as we evolve as people in this busy, busy world, it's really, I guess, there's a certain stigma, right, around it having to be done a certain way and you having to hold yourself a certain way and look a certain way and be a certain way. And, you know, I'm here to share with you that you can hit people with a plot twist whenever the fuck you like, right? If you don't want to do things the way that you've been doing them up until now, hit them with a plot twist. If you don't feel comfortable where you're at, hit them with a plot twist. If you don't like how things look in your business, hit them with a plot twist. If you don't like who works for you, hit them with a plot twist, right? You are the one that is steering this ship now. This is your baby. This is your business, and you get to do it however the damn hell you like to do it. And, you know, stepping into that power is part of you becoming the successful entrepreneur that you are, is really owning that space. And you know what? It's going to hurt some people. Some people aren't going to be blown away with the outcome. You know, some people aren't going to like what it looks like, and that's okay. You know, we don't owe everybody the world. We're not here to fix everyone else, right? All you can do is worry about yourself. All you can do is control your outcome, your feelings, your emotions, and your business. So some of the things that might come up for you whilst growing your business and, you know, being able to throw out those plot twists are, you know, when your business hits those ebbs and flows, which it will, okay, there'll be months that you absolutely crush it and there'll be months where you just think, holy shit, I'm not going to be able to hold my head above water, right? And you know what? The plot twist for you in these months might be, you know, finding another way. And it might be launching a program. It might be, you know, adding another brand or program or a product to what it is that you do. It might be reaching out and starting that coaching business that you've always wanted to do. It might be that you're going to reach out for some help, right? Because you've got to create something quickly to get you out of where you are and put you in a place of heading in the right direction to where it is you want to be going. Okay, so this plot twist might be that your business needs to grow. Whatever you're doing right now might not be working. Okay, so hit them with a plot twist and change that outcome. Okay, now this is the thing. I see so many people staying so incredibly loyal to the company that they're with, or, you know, their upline, or, you know, their current status, that they stay suffering. Right? Because, you know, they don't want to be seen as somebody that jumps from one thing to another. And look, I totally get that. It makes total sense. But there is no point staying where you are and continuing to do the things that you're doing if the outcome isn't serving you, right? If growth is what you want and you don't have that right now, it's time to hit them with a plot twist. Yeah. There might be other plot twists that happen in your life. One of these could be relationship. Now, you know, speaking from somebody that has come from extreme domestic violence, you know, sexual abuse as a child, emotional abuse, like you name it, I've had a couple of doses of that. And you know what? There was a time in my life where, you know, I needed to hit them with a plot twist. And that plot twist was that I realized who I was. I realized what I was capable of. And, you know, in all the chaos in my life with, you know, running successful companies, being a mum, you know, helping other people build their dreams and their vision, you know, I was able to harness my superpower and I was able to really hit people with a plot twist and become somebody that I never, ever was before. And, you know, I always used to look up to people, you know, especially in the industry that I was in. You know, there's a lot of powerful women and I looked up to them and I always wanted to be just like them. And I remember one of these women saying to me, you know what, why don't you just be like you? And I kept thinking to myself, but that's not enough. You know, like, but I'm not you. I don't have what it is that you have. And, you know, looking back now, 6 years later, I realized that I already was the person that I needed in my life. I already was the person that I wanted to become, but I was just a lesser evolved version. And I still had a lot of lessons to learn. Okay. So, you know, over those years, those lessons have played out thick and fast, but it hasn't changed my focus. It hasn't changed my goals. So in relationship, you know, I needed to hit it with a plot twist and I needed to hit it fast before I lost my life, you know, before my kids didn't have a mom. And, you know, that plot twist was that, you know, I ripped our life apart and we rebuilt it. And we came back stronger and we came back better. And we came back with boundaries and we came back with expectations. And, you know, we came back with a certain idea of what things needed to look like and how I wanted to be treated, you know, and anything less than that didn't have any room in our life. So there was a plot twist for relationship. I needed to hit a plot twist with money. I needed to hit myself, not people. I needed to hit myself with a plot twist when it came to money. And I wanted to create more of it. But I wasn't open to it coming in because I wasn't aware of how I was blocking it in my life. I had a real love-hate relationship with money. I loved when I had it and I hated it when I didn't. But what that creates is, you know, a mismatch in the universe. And the universe cannot deliver because it's like, oh my God, I hate money. Right? Oh my God, no, I love money. No, I hate it. No, I love it. And it's like, do you want it? Do you not want it? Right? So I needed to start clearing those things. And I needed to start believing in myself more and believing that, you know, I attract money as easy as I breathe. Thank you, Alex Tripod, for that one. You know, I needed to start believing that money was easily made and money comes to me easily, right? And my relationship with money needed to change. So that was a plot twist that I needed to hit myself with, was I needed to become more educated on money. I needed to start more bank accounts so there was more places for this money to flow in. But also I needed to have the aligned action in order for this money to come into my life. And in only 3 months, I was able to create a massive monthly income, which, you know, I've never thought I was able to hit. And that's because I actually invested a really large amount of money in order to get some coaches that were going to help me take my business to the next level. So when people say you need to spend it to earn it, it's so goddamn true. Like, it really is. And when you hoard it and you're like, no, I don't have what you need. I don't have enough money for a coach. The universe is like, yeah, you don't have enough money. Perfect, right? Because you're holding it, you're keeping it. Whereas I was like, you know what? I don't even have this money. I needed to borrow it at the time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to borrow it from here and I'm going to put it here because it's going to create all of this wealth. And it did, you know, and I'm super grateful for what that looks like. So there was a plot twist in finances. Plot twist in, you know, emotional clarity was, you know, I needed to honor my boundaries. And in some cases, actually, you know, a couple of cases in my life, very recently within the last 12 months, you know, I had to make some donker big decisions, you know, to walk away from people that I loved because that emotional bucket, I guess you could say, there were some holes in that bucket, you know, and I've always said to myself, after I went through the most, you know, testing time of my life with domestic violence, you know, I said to myself, I'll never, ever, ever end up in that situation again, which means that when I see the red flags or I see behavior that doesn't align, it doesn't mean that that person is bad. It just means that, look, it's not the place for me, right? So I needed to hit myself with a massive plot twist when it came to emotional clarity. What is it that I want? How is it that I want to feel? What is it that I'm doing to make myself feel that way? You know, how am I filling up my cup? How am I letting people take from my cup? You know, and I'm in control of all of these things. And, you know, they were some of the hardest decisions that I've had to make. Walking away from people that you love is, I think, harder than losing somebody to death, right? At least when somebody dies, you don't get the choice to see them again. They're gone. They're gone out of your life. But, you know, when these people are alive, my God, you know, it's so incredibly hard sometimes to see the lesson before you're ready to see that lesson, if that makes sense. So, you know, for me, there was a lot of time spent wondering why. There was a lot of time spent feeling guilty. There was a lot of time spent wondering if I'd made the right decision. But all I had to go back to in every single one of those situations was, do I want to feel like that again? And the answer is no, right? So you're exactly where you need to be. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but I can guarantee you that one of you needs to hear this, is that, you know what? Does it feel like what you want it to feel like? No. Well, then it's not time to go back. Yeah, a lot of us, especially us females, and maybe the males, but I can't really comment on that, is, you know, we remember how it felt, you know, we remember how nice it was on a good day. And it makes us want to go back. But you know what? The other thing that you need to realize is that you need to remember what it felt like when it wasn't good. And, you know, if you have to remind someone how to treat you, they're not for you. Yeah. So that was a plot twist that I had to hit myself with when it came to emotional clarity. Spiritual, you know, the spiritual side of life, I needed to really start tapping into my intuition more. You know, I just know things. I don't know how, I just know things. And especially when it comes to business, my superpower is being able to help people see the gray areas in their business and shed light on those areas, but then also help them bring those areas to life and turn their vision into reality. So, you know, I needed to trust that when I felt a certain way or I thought a certain thing, that that was exactly what I needed to know in that moment. So, you know, liken it to, some of us will call it a gut feeling. You know, I needed to start listening to that a lot more than I ever had, in order for me to be very intuitive and in tune with what was going on. I needed to call people into my life who were also intuitive, that could help my healing journey. You know, and I did that. I found an amazing kinesiologist. I found some amazing coaches and mentors, you know, that really work in that spiritual realm to allow you to tap into all those unhealed wounds, ancestral wounds, trauma, childhood trauma, you name it, that you don't see, all of the subconscious damage, where you're operating from a place of pain, but you don't even realize it. So, you know, I needed to go all in, I guess you could say. You know, I've covered so many areas here in this conversation, but, you know, the point of all of this is I needed to go all in. And to go all in, it means that you must be paying attention in all areas. Do I get this right all the time? No. You know, could I sit here and say to you that I've nailed every one of these aspects? Hell no, I have not. But I'm so incredibly aware now. And, you know, that's where change starts, is in the awareness. So today's conversation was hitting people with a plot twist and not even being sorry for it, right? You need to be unapologetically you, and you need to live within your values. You need to stay aligned with your truth, and only you know what that looks like. So I hope that this has shed some light on some areas of your life that maybe you could be taking a look at, and just being better,